Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with business coaching and consulting services. We have a wide variety of small business solution packages, business and professional training webinars, workshops, and seminars. To learn more about our products and services, call us at 408-357-0951 and for a free 30-minute On the Edge consultation, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I always like to thank our listeners for tuning in and checking in on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate your listenership around the world. Thank you again. And for those who are archived listeners, we appreciate your listenership as well, as it takes time to invest in your world. So we're going to talk about creative networking without the old proverbial elevator speech. The one thing that I do not do is when elevator speech at networking events, nor do I ask the question, so what do you do? Those models are outdated, and you want to do something that's fresh and new. And so some of the things that we do in our networking opportunities, I'm going to share a little bit with you about that. Networking for success, or networking, creative networking, and let me just point this out, that networking is not, get out of your brain that it's just an event. Networking happens all the time. If you're interacting with people any day of the week, there are opportunities for sure to network. So, and networking is what? It's about building a strong foundation for networking your business. You can network yourself because, you know, if you're a business professional, maybe you want to escalate in your company. You know, then you are the product or the skill that is needed or required to maybe move up to those different levels. You can network those opportunities. You can develop things in your arsenal that makes you a little bit better candidate. So you want to ask yourself a question when you do go to networking events. What do I want to achieve at this networking event? What's my return on my investment? So if we were all sitting in a classroom right now, I would ask a question by a show of hands and say, how many of you know that when you go to a networking event, a scheduled networking event, no one's going to buy. No one's showing up to buy services. Everyone, for the most part, is showing up to what? Sell. Why? Because everyone's giving you their business card and they're doing their 30-second elevator speech, and they're trying to impress you by their elevator speech. And by this time, you may have already heard like 10 elevator speeches. And if that's the case, and there's anything human about you, you probably will start blending all of that information together. So you want to do things that set you apart. I like to do things that I want someone to remember me, so we can create an opportunity to maybe go have coffee, maybe connect and do something else, so I have their attention on having an opportunity to present my products and services, and they have an opportunity to present their products and services. I like deals that are win-win. I do not like win-lose. We win and they lose, or vice versa. I lose and they win. There has to be something that we can do and come up with that can work for both parties. And if not, you know, it's probably not a deal that can be had. So number one, building your network first and foremost is your responsibility. It's not someone else's responsibility. It is your responsibility. You are in the center of your networking world. How that happens is very important, whether it's social media, whether it's face-to-face networking, whether it's group networking at some special occasion that was put together, Skyping. And so we have so many different forms of developing networking opportunities. Number two, networking is not, and I said this before, it's not about selling. It is about building mutually beneficial long-term relationships. That's what you want to build. And, you know, 2013, you know, I'll be glad when we get past the hurt of the downturn of the economy. It just crushed so many of us. Are you kidding me? It didn't just crush the little guy. It crushed the big guy. It crushed the middleman. It crushed, you know, the small guy. And we are really still licking our wounds and trying to come back from that. And so for 2013, my favorite word for this year is sustainability. Small businesses want to be sustainable. Guess what? So does mid-sized companies. So does large corporations. But small companies don't really have the arsenal of financial arsenal that these other guys may have, and so, but they still want sustainability. So how do you become sustainable and competitive in this already pressured, taxed economic situation that we're in? And networking is really, really a great way for someone to make a decision to do business with you versus doing business with someone else. And let me qualify that by saying, it used to be that, you know, we're competing against, you know, Pepsi's competing against Coca-Cola. Well, that's still true. You're still going to have your competitors. But what's important is, again, because of the economic downturn, that person is thinking about, how do I spend this dollar wherever, with whomever? So you're competing not only with your competitors, but you're competing with their mental process that is saying, wow, I have X amount of dollars. Should I put it here or should I put it here? What's going to give me my biggest return on investment if I do it over here? And so you're really competing against some additional information, whereas we didn't really have that kind of scenario. We were really focused on, you know, how we can compete with our competitors. So, again, networking is not about selling. It is about building mutually beneficial long-term relationships, so make sure you're doing that. Number three, networking for success is about strengthening relationships. You want to strengthen them and that already exist, as well as developing new relationships. I was we did this summit, and the summit is something that I will do annually. We kicked off our first summit last November, and it was fantastic. And the summit is really about bringing together experts who can provide information for small businesses to help them succeed. I am convinced that small businesses do not have to fail 3, 4, 5-plus times before they succeed. And they fail because in that process you're learning what not to do. You learn so much more, and I say this to my 19-year-old son, you learn so much more from your failures than you do your successes. Your successes, we're celebrating, we're clicking the wine glasses, we're high-fiving, we're doing all of those things without really observing a whole lot. And we can do a post-production meeting on projects, but we don't do a whole lot of what really didn't work. But when failures occur, there is this energy and this passion about what did we do? What didn't work? And how can we fix it? And then you're thinking about things that you didn't think about before. You're thinking about maybe networking and using different strategies that you didn't do before that can help create successes in the, you know, in your future. And so that's important in terms of understanding, you know, building those relationships, strengthening those relationships, positioning yourself so you can be a stronger small business, or maybe you're a maybe you're just a sole proprietorship, or maybe you're self-employed where it's just you. And so these are areas that really allow small businesses to shine, are strengthening your relationships, your networking relationships that already exist, and then developing new relationships. So the summit we had, what someone said to me, and I thought was interesting in an irritating kind of way. They said, you know, you have the same people at your events. And I was agitated with the question just because they were frustrated that they were seeing some of the same people, not giving any thought to those that were new there. But what I like about our events is that we have followers. We have people that are interested in getting information that allows them to win. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and you just like went one time in your entire life? No one does that. Who does that? You know, so when you're doing business with an organization or a company that's providing resources and products and services that are beneficial to you, guess what? I'm going to go again and again and again as long as they're putting out new information. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to invite my friends, and they're going to invite their friends, and other people are going to come because they're promoting the event, and I'm going to meet some additional people. And because this person is a new business owner, so they're, you know, being a new small business owner, it's hard. And it can be hard for the first 3 to 5 years, really, you know, when you're just working off the budget that you have, you know, which is usually modest for small businesses, and especially women in business. Women have a harder time getting financial resources and backing because they're women. So that gets difficult. But and this was a woman in business. And so, you know, I told them, I said, you know, you network with those that are already there. Why? Because you're teaching them to trust and like your product so they can eventually do business with you. You know, reports show us that for a person to do business with you, there needs to be 5 to 7 interactions with that one person for that to happen. And then while you're strengthening that relationship, you're cultivating the new relationships that are developing. So you don't throw anyone away. You don't throw any opportunities away. You don't leave money on the table. And you network in a smart way that is going to help your business. I see we have a caller here, so I'm going to bring this caller in and see what their question is. Hello?
Hi, Margaret?
Yes, hi.
Hi, my name is Lorenza, and I was listening into your show, and I thought I'd give you a call and share with you a recent experience I had at a women's networking event here in Silicon Valley. And I agree so much of what you're saying about coming up with creative ways of doing it. One of the things that I experienced was, like you mentioned, everybody's asking, well, what do you do, and what do you do? And which was one of the questions that was posed to me. In regards to the ladies that I was standing around with, I was talking with one of them and shared with her, she was recently unemployed, and she was looking for another position, and she just didn't know where she was, she wanted to go forward. She was kind of in limbo. And so I just kind of asked her, you know, well, what's your passion? And she responded very baffled, like, oh, my gosh, I don't know. You know, it's like, I don't know. What is my passion? And she was like, that's a really good question. No one's ever asked me that. And so I thought I'd give that type of tip of something to be creative about in the, networking events that maybe you do or any other people that might be listening. So,
right. Now, did you listen in on our show? Have you learned anything from some of the other, obviously, places that you've gone? So how did you connect with us?
I connected with you because I listened to your, it's an AM 1220 Cato. You're on from 6 to 7 at night on Fridays. Is that correct?
Right, that's correct. Good.
Okay.
Right. Go ahead.
So that's where I found out, because I believe you mentioned that a couple times that I briefly caught while I was listening in, and so I thought I'd check it out. I did listen in to, I believe, your last one that you did on, is it discrimination?
Right. We did a show last Let's Grill was on job discrimination. And so today we're grilling up, obviously, the creative networking and make sure that people can network well. Right. Just your example was just, you know, those are some of the things that we tell people to try. Think of something more interesting to talk about, because when you're dialoguing, those in terms of what people do and what their work is will come out in that conversation naturally. And it doesn't sound like a sales pitch, and it doesn't sound so rehearsed. All of a sudden, you're having a real conversation with a real human being that you're really becoming interested in. So that's good stuff. Good to hear.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you so much for your input, and we appreciate your show. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for calling in.
No problem. Bye-bye.
So anyway, that's a great question that was asked, and that, you know, what's your passion? And I always talk about that. I love asking, well, what's your passion? What's your purpose? What's your legacy? What are you doing? You know, I met with an individual the other day, and they're like, well, you know, they don't want to do what they're doing currently, and they're like, you know, I don't want to get into all that legacy stuff, you know, all of that legacy crap. And I thought, that's pretty sad, because that legacy crap is really a result of what you love to do and your passions, and legacy unfolds. No one, you know, some of us can say, you know, I want to leave a legacy, but we really don't know what that means. And so when we're unfolding our businesses, or we're climbing up that corporate ladder, or we're writing that book, or we're in that music industry, or we're whatever it is, legacy is what we see, and this is unfortunate, but we really have a really clear picture of that once someone has passed away. And we look at their life, and we look at what they've left behind, and what values were added to that workplace or that company. And so, and again, if you network well, it's gonna be seen as a loss. So, not to get into anything morbid, but networking and networking smart is so important. And I want to encourage you, don't get discouraged when you go to an event and you see lots of familiar faces. Like I said before, if you're just tuning in, most people have at least 250 contacts in their Rolodex or arsenal to connect you with. So if they're not your customer, it might be someone that they know. It could be 10 people that they know. But don't, and I see this, and because of the business I do, a lot of small business owners and get frustrated because, you know, that they don't really want to do business, but you don't know who they know. So they can probably connect you with someone you do know, you know, that or someone that can do business with you. Build genuine relationships and develop new ones with those new faces as well. So, again, you're looking for the return on that investment. And I'm not saying spending time with people who are just time burners. You do have time burners, and you have people who are not, you know, their goal is really not to do anything, but maybe to absorb everything from you. And so you have to be careful with those two, and that's a whole other show. We could talk about that. So number four, 80% of referrals generate more results than cold calls. So you never know who will refer you. So again, just like I said, don't get discouraged. Ask those people that may not be your customer. Says, you know what, if you think about someone that might need this product or service, you know, refer us. And then give them a referral fee. Let them know you know, and it doesn't have to be a whole lot. Sometimes, you know, people will give gas cards, or they'll send a little $25 check, or, you know, it can be modest, but saying thank you goes a long way. And it's nice to refer someone, and they do, you know, they say thank you. And we've gotten out of that in our society. But go back and say thank you for thinking about me and referring me that business. You know, that was great. And please, in the future, refer us. And we were glad, always glad to say thank you and give some sort of referral fee. So, you know, if you're – I say this to my salespeople. If you make money, if I make money, you make money. We take really good care of our sales folks, because they're out there doing this, they're networking, and I want to take good care of them. And so whether they're the staff or whether they're contractors, whether we have interns working for us, we're always making sure that we take care of people, because you never know. Remember, networking is not just an event. Networking is anytime you're connecting with people. If you're going to the grocery store and you're one of those people, now I'm not one of these people. My mother was. She could go to the grocery store and talk to all 10 people that were in line with her, and it would always embarrass me. I'm like, gosh, Mom, you don't know any of these people. I was so embarrassed growing up. I thought, and she'd just strike up a conversation out of thin air, and they will talk like they knew each other forever. People like that, it amazes me. But every opportunity is an opportunity to kind of network yourself. So don't just get, you know, don't go to 10 networking events that are scheduled each month and you're not getting anything out of it. Think about where you're going, where you're picking up your kids from school, where, you know, whatever you have going on during your day, use those opportunities in a smart way to create relationships that can be beneficial mutually. Number five, you cannot build business from behind your desk. So business owners, small business owners, entrepreneurs, women in business, because I love talking to women in business, you're awesome. If you're a small business and you have a modest advertising budget, dollars, you must invest in smart networking events. And big, big way of doing that are city events, civic events, connecting with local associations. I am not, and I say this, and I might get an email or a comment on a Blog Talk Radio show page, but I am not at all, by any stretch of the imagination, and I'm going to grill this up, a fan of, dare I say it, are after all of that drum roll here, I'm not a big fan of the chambers of city chambers. Their model, I think, needs to change. It's also kind of outdated, and it has a reputation of leaning more towards bigger businesses, and even though small businesses do join and you pay this ridiculous annual fee, you know, when you do the math and you do the fees and you drive your car, your gas, your time, and what your return is within that year, it doesn't add up. And so I'd like to see the chambers kind of restructure their model rather than doing a lot of huffing and puffing and not blowing any houses down, not doing anything that really allows businesses to do exceptionally well. So, but associations, business associations, tend to do very well, and be strategic on what associations you want to connect with. But this is a very, very good way for small businesses to become known as a pillar in their community. And the more that you're seen, you get, you know, I was just recommended to speak to kids with regards to balancing their checkbook and basic financing. That's fantastic. And I was recommended by one of our local council members, Council Member Canton Chu, here in San Jose. I'm in Silicon Valley. For those of you that don't know, I do a radio show on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, here in the Bay Area. And I get this email, and I'm being recommended. And I said, sure, I'll do whatever I can to support Council Member Chu, because he is really a civic leader that is for small businesses and for the growth. And, again, Business on the Edge is a small business problem solver. And so we want to see small businesses do well and use smart ways of networking. All right, number six, did you know approximately 60% of all new contracts and or jobs are found through networking? So there is something to be said for, again, smart networking. And I know this, you know, this show is kind of, hopefully it's not too dry, but I want you to understand that you have an opportunity to do something fantastic. If you would, small businesses, owners, they have, sometimes it's a hard time getting them to a special event. And here's the thing, you can create a networking event. We do them, and we do very creative networking events. We did something called, last year we did an event called Working Women Window Shop, Why Women Like to Shop. And we like to go out together and kind of do things. And so we put together an event. I handpicked 12 different professional women, business owners in the Bay Area. We hired a Hummer limousine, and we connected with a particular mall out here, Valley Fair Mall, and we worked with three of the stores there to do some very special things for our ladies, like the Diva Chocolate, Ann Taylor's, Yankee Candles. I'm a big candle buff. And then we worked with a appliance store, and we like beautiful appliances, University Electric in Santa Clara, California. And they have a chef on staff, and they created this great lunch, wine tasting and pairing. And we did this on a Saturday, and I told them this is going to be from like 8 to 2. And we networked. No one could do 30-second elevator speeches. No one could ask who does what. And we played a game, and I gave them this game that I put together called Who Am I? And had a little blurb about each one of them, no names. And they had to talk to each other till they figured out. So if you see that little rotating picture on this particular show, and you see the ladies in the limo, you have these ladies, and they're looking like they're, you know, they're writing, because they're all trying to do this game, and they're trying to figure out who's who. And it took some of them all day to do it, but by the time we got done, everyone was talking. Everyone knew everyone's name. Everyone knew something about them other than just their business. And guess what? They're still connected, a lot of these women, and have done business. I have done business with several of the women there. It was a great opportunity, and that was a great return on the investment. Not only did we get an opportunity to do business together, but we have had an opportunity. What we did is we built relationships, and we're doing business. And guess what? They're referring me to other people. So there's smart ways of doing it. And so, guys, you know, go golfing. You know, do something that men like. And if it's a co-ed event, think of something that's interesting that women and men can come together, because there's women and men that are business owners together. But again, networking is your responsibility. It's not anyone's responsibility. And if you think, and I'm on the radio, the Bay Area live radio for, you know, Blog Talk Radio is great. And when you get into mainstream radio, just because you put your ad on the radio does not mean that people are just going to start calling your business. You have to think about the dollars that a Target or an Apple, how much money they're putting into their entire advertising campaign. You're talking millions of dollars. When you have a small business that's throwing a little bit of money at these different resources that, you know, I want to put my, you know, I want to do a commercial for radio, that's great. That's not saturation. What that is that you are letting people know that you're there. And that's how I got into radio, actually, is because I did a radio ad for an event that we were doing. And guess what? We didn't get any calls, not one. You know, and I think we had maybe one or two people sign up. But what, you know, what really caught my attention is when I was at a high school event, graduation, and I heard people talking about me because someone was introducing me to some of their friends that parents that came out to see a mutual young girl graduate. And I'm listening in this back pocket, and they're going, is that MJ? Is that Margaret Jackson? She's just on the radio. She was interviewed by those. And I'm going, okay, that's enough for me to continue to do what I need to do. And I told my assistant at the time, I said, we can't afford not to advertise, and we need to do radio. We need to. Why? Because what it does is it does give us a presence. And it will resonate in people's minds. And they will, if they don't come, they'll tell somebody about you. But it takes, those sorts of things take time. And so we do a whole lot more than just, you know, provide the radio show. We leverage any opportunity. That's a way to network. Blog Talk Radio is a way to network. I'm networking with you. Call us. We can help you with your situations. We can come and do speaking engagements. We've done all kinds of things here that are providing opportunities for small businesses to do exceptionally well. Your business is worth it, and it's worth your time. Networking is worth your time. Be smart about creative networking. Throw out the grill that thing up. No more 30-second elevator speeches. No more what do you do. Think of something creative to say, like our caller said, what's your purpose? Or I asked a young man in the networking event, are you doing the job that you want to do for the rest of your life? I'm just wondering. And he thought, no. So anyway, tune in on Friday at AM 1220 KDOW, listen to our show, or here on Talk Radio.